Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we are moving from victims of our history to author of our destinies. Welcome, friends. We're here again, and I'm going to start with a powerful statement. I want to start where the Bible starts. And the Bible starts with sound. On Tuesday, if you joined us for the morning drive time show, we talked about and joined together to hum Happy Birthday. Yes, this is a very serious topic. And we were humming Happy Birthday. Okay. So seriously, we're going to bring in science to understand why humming Happy Birthday makes a difference to your physiology, to your brain chemistry, to your physical chemistry, and to your vibrational frequency. And we're going to add to that. So if you missed us on Tuesday, we're going to do a little recap on that humming and what it does. And it was such a positive experience for so many people. I said, okay, we're going to go further with that today. So on today's show, we are going to be moving into how sound can change your state. And even if you're a beginner to the understandings of faith consciousness, you know that we don't get what we want. We get what we are a match to. And that means, what state are you in? What signal are you emitting vibrationally into that field? So, start again. We're coming back to the beginnings of the Bible. Genesis. The earth is without form and void, and darkness is on the face of the deep. And then something happens. God speaks. And God said, let there be light. Not a thought. Didn't arrange it. God said it. Okay, the first act of creation in the whole of Scripture is a sound going out into an unformed field. Let us take note. Okay, then John opens the same way. In the beginning was the Word. Before anything had a shape, there was a vibration with intent behind it. The Word. Now hold on to that, because here's what I want you to consider this afternoon. If sound is the mechanism creation runs on, then the sound coming out of you is not decoration, it's participation. We, in the faith consciousness movement, are learning how to become powerful, intentional, participating co-creators. That's how we move from victim of history to author of destiny. And it began in our Bible in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning. Okay, the earth was out form and void, and darkness on the face of the deep, and then God spoke. Okay, so as we understand how powerful this thing we call sound is, and yes, what you say out loud matters a lot. Be listening to what you're declaring. Even today, this afternoon, what comes out of your mouth is a creative force, and you are adding creative energy to that which you speak. And also that field, that void, that invisible, what we call quantum field, that is what we are living our lives in and through all the time, that potential that's sitting there all around you, when you speak into it, it does not hear a negative. So when you say, I don't want blank, you are feeding energy to that thing that you don't want. So don't focus on what you don't want. We get it. We can receive that unwanted thing, and it becomes a launching pad for something important. The value of everything happening around us that we don't like looking at is it inspires our creative idea. If we follow it with awareness, we know that everything we don't like looking at is an opportunity to focus on its opposite and be a creator of that. So as we speak into that field of life, I'm inviting you to be conscious of what you're saying and being sure that those words coming out, which are creative forces, are speaking into existence that which you want. When you focus on what you don't like and you complain about it and you push against it, that attention, and even more than the attention, the spoken word that's raising attention towards whatever that subject is actually strengthening what you're focusing on. Believe it or not, this is why we talked about this last week. This is why Mother Teresa said, "No, but thank you, but no, I will decline attending an anti-war rally." And she said, "When you have a peace rally, let me know." Okay? Be pro-peace. Don't be rallying against, because the energy, the attention, the focus, and the spoken word of each of those things increases what it is. Okay? You can have the moment, but let it turn you towards what the solution is. Don't be part of the problem by focusing on the problem. Move from the problem to the solution. That's your creative stance. And the solution we're focusing on today for changing our state, when you're in a state of being that's less than wonderful, okay, what do we really want in life? We want to love life. We want to love how we feel. And really, the reason we want anything outside of us is because on some level, we feel like that's going to feel really good. If it didn't, if some part of us registered that what I'm thinking about is going to cause me pain, we would not want it, okay? So because we want to feel great, we become intentional about our state. And when we do, and we use tools to become the conscious driver of what state we are in, the conscious bringer of an intentional state, when we do that, the side effect is we line ourselves up with a match to that feeling. That's when the wonderful life starts showing up. That's when synchronicities start showing up. That's when the little miracles start coming into being, and we can act surprised, but eventually we realize what cause and effect is about, and we understand how to be cause. So after the break, we're going to come into a menu of sounds that you can use anytime, any day, to change your state on purpose, okay? This is our next capacity for moving into maturity and authority in this world. It starts with how I solve my own problem this week. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We have answers, solutions, and important tools. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. And today it's all about sound. Okay, so let me tell you why this is on my heart. This time it was a personal situation for me, and it was just a few days ago. So I ended up talking about it on Tuesday at the morning drive time show, the Good Morning LKN show, and we talked a little bit about it this morning. We're talking about this tool that starts with humming, and then we're going to teach you a little bit more. But what I did was I applied what we're talking about right now just a few days ago because I was in the middle of something difficult. Okay, the kind of situation where you feel watched, all right? And I felt uncomfortable. My body made a decision that I was in danger. And no amount of reasoning could get that decision reversed, okay? My mind, I knew I was safe, okay? But my body disagreed. It was feeling tight. It was feeling anxious. And no amount of reasoning in my head was changing that. I have once in my life had what they call a panic attack. And if you've ever had one of those, you know what I'm talking about. It actually has its way with your body, no matter what you think about or say, okay? But I did something that was beyond words or thought, and that's what we're talking about this week, okay? Even though I have a lot of tools, nothing was working for me until I started making a sound through my mouth in a way that changed my body state, and it worked beautifully. Okay, so the simplest thing that I could think of to go and bypass the mind to get my body to stand down was breathing in, and I let it out with a long shh. All right, now when have you heard that sound before? Maybe as a baby when your grandmother was rocking you? Okay, maybe when you're in the library and the librarian was trying to quiet the room, okay? When you want to quiet your body mind, bring yourself down out of a heightened state of negative responses, whether it's an actual emotion that you're feeling like anger, distress, anxiety, even depression, okay? Or if it's your body who's acting that way and you aren't even making sense of why you're feeling that way, okay? That kind of panic, that kind of paranoia, that feeling within your body that I just don't feel safe right now, no matter, I can't talk myself out of it, okay? That is what this sound can address. And I didn't make it up, okay? This is something that's been around for 1,500 years. And we had Kristen from Wellbeing Natural Health on the mic with us on Tuesday. She is a brilliant master acupuncturist trained in China, and she's a medical Qigong expert. So she knows a lot of resources from ancient times and from the East and bridges them over here to a modern era in the West. And I have found a number of them to be so incredibly powerful that I've woven it into my life in a number of ways, and I'm inviting you to do the same. So for me, here was my situation. My body's tense. I don't want to go into a panic attack. I've only had one in my life, but I don't ever want to have that again, okay? And, you know, I sat there with my heart going, my chest tight, and nothing else I was doing was touching what my body was doing, and I went through that long shh, just like calming a baby. Just like trying to quiet the room, I made the shh sound. And, you know, as I think about it, I realize we've been practicing something like many of our traditions that we don't really know where it came from. A lot of people don't know why we say God bless you when somebody sneezes. We'll talk about that on another show, okay? But it has some very interesting roots, that whole responding to a sneeze with a blessing. All right. We don't do that when people cough either. Isn't that interesting? So here we are. It has its roots in ancient practices to actually work with what traditional Chinese medicine assigns to the liver organ. Okay. So the liver is the organ in the body that when there's liver imbalance energetically, it is the seat of anger. And can be the seat of other negative emotions, anxiety, depression. Okay, and when you make the sound shh, it actually helps to rebalance and settle that heightened energy. All right, well, that's exactly what I did. I realized, I remembered, thankfully, and I called in into being, started making this shh sound. And somewhere in there, my body changed its mind. I did it with strong intention, and I did it consistently for several minutes probably. Just one powerful shh after another, all right? And amazingly, within a couple minutes, I felt peace, I felt calm, and all the tension held in my body was gone. Okay, so I moved back into my calm, peaceful state. I activated the parasympathetic nervous system, and it shifted me out, high alarm, to level ground within a couple minutes, All right. So it's on my heart because I just experienced it and it worked powerfully. And I wanted to share that with you. And plus, there's more. Okay. Recap right now. I did tell you that on Tuesday and this morning, we talked about the humming. And that's how this whole conversation got started, about the other sounds that can change your state. But here's a little trick you can use at any time. Humming the happy birthday song, all right? As you take a deep breath in, bring through that vibration through your sinuses. Your sinus cavities right here behind your cheekbones are actually a little chemical factory as well. When you vibrate this area of the face through humming, through a nasal out-breath with sound, which is humming, your body actually starts producing something called nitric oxide right there in your face, in your nasal cavities behind the face, all right? Nitric oxide is an antimicrobial, so it helps ward off viruses, bacteria, unwanted bacteria. If you feel like you're getting a bit of congestion or potentially even a little illness or infection coming in there, start humming. Okay, that nitric oxide production doesn't just stick with your sinuses. If you will take your next in-breath through the nose, it carries that nitric oxide to your lungs. So there you have that natural, God-given antibacterial, antimicrobial effect in the lungs, but then there's more. Nitric oxide is a vasodilator, so it causes your blood vessels to open and activate even the little smaller blood vessels that may not have been as active. As you cause that vasoactivation, okay, that vasodilation, then the lungs are going to take in more oxygen to your blood cells. So you're going to oxygenate your body more, ward off potential predators on a microbial level, and bring about more wellness just like that from humming. Now, there's another effect because that vibration and that sound, you know, the old little whistle while you work, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, humming can uplift your mood. You can kind of trick your body mind into feeling happier, just like it, you can if you smile. We spoke this morning about research that has shown when you smile, it triggers brain chemistry that matches happiness. So you can increase a little surge of serotonin production, which is your happy neurotransmitter, when you smile, when you hum, and you're getting biochemistry that helps build your health and well-being at the same time, okay? So that's one little tool for you to take away today. That's one of the keys, is your humming. Next time you're feeling like you need to be lifted up, you can shh away the anger, the distress, the powerful negative emotion, or you can hum happy birthday into an elevated state, all right? And even help your oxygenation and your body express health and ward off illness. So those are two tools I want you to hang on to right now. And today and next week, we're going to go through a handful of other tools. We're going to have a little sound menu, and I have a sound card for you that I'm happy to share with you so you can have it at home as a reminder, okay? You can get that by emailing me, okay? That's Dr. Leslie Wells, D-R, don't put a dot after that, D-R, L-E-S-L-I-E-W-E-L-L-S @gmail.com. And I'll send you the sound codes, all right? Just email it to me. I'll send you that card. Now, why a sound can do that? There's a few reasons, and I want to bring in the science of it, okay, before I start giving you the menu of these amazing tools, all right? Number one, a sustained sound is a long exhale. Okay, your heart rate rises on the inhale and falls on the exhale. That's just how you're wired. So that's happening in you right now. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly. When you have a longer exhale than inhale, you engage the parasympathetic nervous system. Those of you who've been listening to me, you know that parasympathetic, P is for peace, brings you into peace. Sympathetic, S is for stress, brings you into stress. That's your fight or flight. We move the body mind into calm with that long exhale and moving into the parasympathetic response. Okay. Number two, each of the sounds is made through a narrow opening. Okay. Your mouth, when you bring it into a specific form, causes resistance. Okay. That resistance means you can't rush it. It's slow and it's a resistive exhale that loads the vagal nerve. Okay. It causes your vagal nerve to activate and bring you into ease. Now, when we come back after the break, we're going to continue where you can have tools to change your state through sound. And we're back. This is a Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. And today, it's about six sounds to change yourself into six states, okay? Not states in the United States. I mean, six states of being, all right? So I'm going to go through the menu for you first so that you know what's in store and you can kind of focus most on what applies to you today, all right? Number one, we've already talked about the liver and the shh. Actually, most effective for anger. It actually helps settle all intense negative emotions, but anger is its most direct target, all right? So number one, for anger, shh. We're going to walk through these together and actually practice them in a minute. But number two, for agitation, this is for the heart as far as the organ that's involved. Agitation, and I don't mean like irritability. I mean like your heart racing, feeling overexcited, feeling restless, a bit anxious, needing to kind of calm down. It can feel like enthusiasm until you kind of realize that you can't slow down. So it's a bit edgy, all right? So that type of agitation is in TCM, in traditional Chinese medicine. And by the way, this is a Qigong practice that we're bringing information from right now. It's called Lu Si Ju. I think I said that right. Okay. So this practice is bringing us into the right sound, engaging the right organ for the right balance of state, all right, your state of being. So second one is the heart, and the sound is ha, all right? We're going to practice this together in a moment. Next is the spleen for worry. So if you're worried, if you're focusing and placing your faith on negative things instead of what you desire, and friends, I'm not judging that, okay? We all naturally are going to fall into that at times. So if you're feeling like you're ruminating and your mind is just going through that worry circle over and over, the sound is who. Think of the wise owl who's not worrying. Who's worried? Who? Okay, then we have the lung for grief, which is just S like a snake. All right, next is the kidney for fear. So kidneys are where straight up fear tend to reside. And shui is that sound. We're going to do it together in a minute. And then lastly, number six is what we call the triple burner. This is the overall balancer. So just for a generalized well-being and moving the body-mind into balance, the sound, this is interesting, women, is she. How lovely that it's a feminine word. Isn't that interesting? I wonder if the roots are connected of who developed that word she when we're talking about her. She brings balance, okay, to the overall system. So we're going to walk through it together. I invite you, if you're able, join me and make the sound. We're going to do it quickly, starting with the liver. So moving into a state of balance from anger, all right? The sound is like soothing the crying baby, the baby that's wailing. Shh. Well done. Now we're moving to the heart for agitation. So a kind of anxious, like really vented up and needs to be grounded and settled. Ha. Good. Now we're moving to spleen for worry, okay? If those negative thoughts are just coming and you're feeling that stress of worry, this is the spleen, and who is going to worry about that? Ready? Being the wise owl. Ooh. All right, next is the lungs for grief, like a snake. Next is kidney for fear. Shway. And last, triple burner. This is the overall balancer. It's all about she. 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 There you go, friends. Okay, so if you want to hear this again, you can get it back. Go to the WSIC website, and it's on YouTube, The Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. Today's show, you can come back and listen to it again. If you want the reminder card that has each of these sounds written out on it, email me. That's drlesliewells@gmail.com. drlesliewells with an IE at gmail.com. Now, let's go into the scriptures behind some of these sounds, okay? I'm going to weave through the menu again and relate it to what the Bible has to say about this state of being, all right? We start with the liver for anger. Shh. Proverbs says a soft answer turns away wrath. A soft answer turns away wrath. Read that as physics for a second. Okay, a soft sound deliberately produced dismantles the hardened state. And that's the whole principle. Sitting in your Bible right there, a soft answer. Shh. Okay, quieting. All right, the heart for agitation. Scripture is, be still and know that I am God. That's Psalms 46. All right, now I want you to hear the order in that verse. Stillness comes first. The knowing of God is after. So you're not asked to understand your way into peace. You're asked to get quiet. All right, so this is the heart settling into stillness. And then that peace comes. All right, ha. Okay, moving to the next one. Again, number three was for worry, and that's the spleen. Jesus asked, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to your height? He didn't say worry is a sin. He said it doesn't do anything. Okay, it doesn't help anything. It's the most practical objection anybody ever raised to anxiety. All right, let's just do that together one more time. That worry recovery is who? Who wants to worry? Who? All right, scripture for the lungs, clearing the grief, is Romans 8. Okay, the Spirit intercedes for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Sighs too deep for words. Isn't that beautiful? Let's sit with it. So scripture explicitly makes room for a prayer that has no words in it, okay? A sound from underneath language. The Spirit intercedes with groanings that cannot be uttered. Next is the kidney with fear. What does scripture say about fear? Isaiah 41 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." So it's an instruction. Okay, and there's people who have felt like failures because they couldn't obey it on command. They couldn't just abandon their fear just like that. That's what this show is about, moving from fear into faith. So again, with the kidney and for fear, fear not. This is the way. Shway. Shway. I love that kind of the sound of the word starts with the CH, like the beginnings of the word Christ, and then ends with way, like Christ is the way. Bring those words together. Chway. That's to clear fear. And lastly, again, we've got the triple burner with she. That's our balancer. And the scripture is Elijah on the mountain. There's a great wind and God is not in the wind. An earthquake and God is not in the earthquake. A fire and God is not in the fire. And after that fire, a still small voice. Okay, everything passes through. And the thing that matters arrives last and is quiet. And that's what this sound is for. Let the loud go by. And let's bring in that sound. She. She. And then the silence. So let that she be that settling tone, that beyond the groanings, okay? Imagine tuning to spirit with she. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. We'll be back in a moment and talk to you about how the order matters and you can use these tools to change your state. And we're back. This is a Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. And how do we do that? By changing our state intentionally. All right. So our state of being is what we're talking about. Tony Robbins, the global success coach, has people walk on fiery coals without getting burned when they do what first? They move into what he calls state, okay? They shift their state of being so powerfully that their physical bodies are not giving the usual response that they would when subjected to that kind of heat. Okay, when else does that kind of change of state happen and something that seems impossible be the outcome? Number one, martial artists. Okay, a martial artist can focus their mind in such a way through a concrete block that they can put their soft tissue hand right through that concrete with no bruise, no broken bones, no damage. How is that physically possible? It defies the laws of matter, but it complies with the laws of energy. And that's what we're learning to do here, all right? What else? You know I had another example of what we can do when we change our state. It will come to me, but you've got two, okay? Walking, it was from scripture. Walking on the coals, not getting burned, they change their state, okay? Martial artist, hand through the concrete block, changed their state and their relationship to the state of that block, all right? That's another story for another show, but it is the truth. Look it up. You can see videos on YouTube of a martial artist breaking concrete with their hand. The scripture says what? You can drink poison and not be harmed, all right? I don't invite you to do any of the above, friends, unless you're in a very controlled scenario and have mastered, with the assistance of a master or masters, to bring yourself into that state. Dr. Joe Dispenza has published a very popular book called Becoming Supernatural. What is he doing in this global movement? He's teaching people how through focused practice with their minds and body and different forms of concentrated effort with the mind that some would call meditation. I think we're going to start changing words for that because none of this, a lot of us stereotype that with some kind of religious practice. This is scientific and it brings about documented outcomes. Dr. Joe has created a plethora, okay, of case studies using the scientific method demonstrating people healing their bodies from illnesses, from injuries, that haven't healed. And it started from Dr. Joe moving into a state himself after being hit by a car while riding in a biathlon, okay? His own body was deeply injured and he needed spinal surgery. He opted to do otherwise and at least experiment and try to heal his body through his mind. So it was through his own excruciating journey and deep, deep, deep focus working on his own body, which eventually he healed with no medical intervention, that he ended up launching this global movement where he's helping people come into a state where their body heals itself spontaneously. Many of you know that I had that type of experience last year, moving out of a disease state into full health, and have continued with that. So this is what we're talking about, and it is scriptural that we can be in a state, okay, in the spirit. It brings us into a state where our own physiology is not harmed in ways that it normally, logically should be. Now, as we move forward, I don't want to leave this little bit of science talk for a moment, because there's an experiment that I wanted to share with you, and it's a Stanford study just done in 2023 that says that putting in 5 minutes a day of extended exhale breathing compared to people doing mindfulness meditation every day for a month, the breathing came out ahead on elevated mood. That's just 5 minutes. 5 minutes on sustained, extended exhale breathing. Remember, we were doing this a little bit earlier. A deep breath in and then exhale very slowly. You can do that same slow exhale with any of these tones, these sounds that we've worked with today, of the six, and work with negating an emotion or a state of being in your mind that you want to clear, as well as elevating your mood just from the breath. So if you're in a place where you don't feel like you can make a sound out loud, just take a deep breath in and let it out really slow. That's going to elevate your mood if you do it just for 5 minutes. That's it. More than a mindfulness practice every day for a month. Okay? So know that there's a lot of evidence behind these things, and I want to bring us into now that the order matters. So this is not about bypassing your emotions. There's a lot of evidence about the mind-body connection. And if we try to override emotions that have landed, we will sabotage the whole picture. Okay. So this is a clear guardrail that I want to put up for our practice together, friends. Change your state, but first be real and feel. So don't bypass. If the anger hits you, don't try to immediately disrupt that process and get out of it. You need to experience and process that anger. It's just, how long is it going to stay? Okay. Ephesians says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So it doesn't say don't go into that state. Jesus went into the temple with the money changers and turned furniture over and chased them out with whips. Okay, he was darn mad. Okay, this is taking a stance and holding boundaries. That's important. But also what's important is not to stay stuck in that anger. That turns into bitterness. That turns into illness of mind and of body. So let's move out of all emotions are valuable and important in the moment. It's about not getting stuck. Emotion. E is for energy, motion. Energy in motion. It's meant to be moving. So don't get stuck in it. This is your tool to keep the energy moving. But first, feel it. You have to feel it to heal it. So let's get into the feeling first. Even Jesus, before he raised Lazarus from the dead, his buddy is over here in the tomb with no life in that body. And with the grieving sisters, Jesus wept. The shortest scripture in the Bible. Jesus wept. He didn't go, oh, never mind emotions. Let's just raise this guy from the dead. He felt the feeling first. He engaged with that process as a human. Know that all emotions are valid. Don't invalidate your own or anyone else's. Just know that the healthy move is to feel it and then move. Okay? Jesus felt it. He wept. He gave it expression. And then he moved life back into the body of Lazarus. So his buddy was up. But he didn't skip the step. Notice, don't skip the steps. We need to engage first. All right? So name it. Find your boundary. If you have been violated mentally or physically, gain the boundary. Learn what there is to learn. Make your move to support yourself. And then take the step to move out of the anger. Focus on the solution. Focus on the coming through it. But remember the order, okay? Feel it first. So, and this is the payoff, friends. The payoff is the field and becoming a match to what you want, okay? As we move into our intended state, the more we dwell in the house of the Lord, let's call it that, the more we dwell in the God frequency, which is at the top of that vibrational chart, the God frequency is being in that presence that is the state of love. It's confidence, it's compassion, it's peace. The more we stay in that, the more we are magnetizing and being a match to all that is equal to that in our material world. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. Things. What things? What things are a match to that frequency, that heavenly vibration? Those things would be what are the physical evidence of your own heaven on earth. Okay? Goodness in relationship, healing of illness, healing of financial lack. Life will begin to move into its fullness of expression of all that is good and is a match to those highest heavenly states when you begin to dwell in them, okay? Seeking first the kingdom, all right? So friends, I just want to allow you to fill your mind, fill your lungs, and fill your field with the sounds that are going to navigate you into those intentional states. And the more and more we practice these things and make it a part of our lives, the more we move into our highest destiny. This is Dr. Leslie reminding you that you are never alone. You are loved. You are worthy. And all is well. See you next week.